Well, Eamon and John, both of you, I see your verdicts in the Donegal Democrat. Eamon, you went for a very emphatic Kilcar win. John, maybe less emphatically so, Eamon?
Yeah, I just think with Kilcar, they're the best team in the county at the minute. And when they get a second bite at the cherry, you know, I think everybody realised that they messed up last year in the county final, and now is the second chance of it. I just can't see them messing it up, but there will be a lot of pressure on them. And you know, Glenties are a dogged team. We've seen that in the way they came back from 6 points against us. So it's not going to be easy sailing. But listen, I just think it's Kilcar's to lose.
John?
Yeah, I would agree with Eamon there that Kilcar are red hot favourites again this year, Tom. And, you know, the experience of last year should stand to them. But, you know, I feel that too many people are overlooking the quality of the Niamh Connell Glenties team. You know, they have experience, Tom. Some of them have 3 county medals. They've lost finals. They've won finals. As Eamon said, they're a very dogged team, and you know, when you know, in a tight game, that experience is going to count for them. And you know, if they can keep it tight early on and keep, you know, keep the pressure piled on Kilcar, you know, Niamh Connell are going to make it very tough. Obviously, Kilcar have the quality, and they are rightly, as Eamon said, the best team in the county this last 2 years. Didn't win it last year, you know, be it the pressure, be it they didn't handle Michael Murphy, Neil Gallagher, you know, in the final. You know, you would say that Niamh Connell don't have that X factor of a Michael Murphy or a big needle around the middle, but overall they've a very, very balanced team and they've experience. So I fully expect Niamh Connell to put it right up to them.
Is you mentioned there last year, and a lot of emphasis on last year and having learned from last year. Can that be a pressure too?
Well, absolutely, Tom. The pressure's on them again because they didn't win it last year. So the pressure, for me, it's only building. You know, the pressure is building on Kilcar. The question marks will be asked, you know, can we win this championship with this great team? You know, we didn't win it last year, we have to win it this year. And if you're 10 minutes into the second half and the game's neck and neck, or Glenties go a point up, or, you know, they're hanging in there, like Kilcar, you know, the nerves are going to, the butterflies are going to be in the tummy, and they're going to be, the question marks are going to come thick and fast, and that's the time that their big players are going to have to stand up and get them over the line.
I don't think Kilcar would have came back from being 6 points down, like in the semi-final, look at our game against Glenties. And, you know, what John talked about, that the pressure is there, so if they find themselves in a tight spot, it's going to be tough for them. But you know, I just think that they've just too much quality, but all over the field. Huh?
Yeah, looking at Kilcar's run to the final, can we read anything into the two teams? You see, you have Glenties, Dunloe, 4 Masters, Kitty Beggs, and Guidoir, and then you have Kilcar against Ardra, Bundoran, St Junan's, and St Michael's, wasn't it? Yeah. So obviously, can we read anything into those or those results?
No, I don't think Kilcar have learned too much about themselves. You know, I think right through the championship, and if they find, that's the thing, if they find themselves in that tough spot, Glenties know they can do it. Glenties know that they have the homework done, and they've been there, done that. And I don't think Kilcar have been in that spot. Maybe possibly up in Kilcar in the first round against Guidoir, maybe they were in a tight enough spot then, but I don't think
Guidoir weren't going as well then as they probably were towards the end.
No, but you have to remember Kilcar came back. Kilcar were down, they came back to 1-3 points, so that's probably the one test they got. But you know, they wouldn't have learned too much about themselves, and we'll just have to see when they're in the, you know, in the melting pot on Sunday whether Kilcar are there.
Remind us of the personnel again that makes Kilcar such big favourites.
I think they're household names at this stage. You know, you have the Stephen and Paddy McBrearty, you have Ryan Owen, Mark McHugh, and you know, a big one for them, and people like take the eye off the ball because they mark the big names, is that Kieran McGinley and Mickey Hegarty get through an awful lot of ball. Like Mickey Hegarty gets on the ball quite a bit, and although he's not going to take on a man, or you know, he's just going to be that link man, and he gets on the ball quite a bit. And Kieran McGinley is pace, and he's a very, very good runner, and people don't realise, people concentrate on the McHughs and the McBrearties, but they inevitably leave these boys free, and like Glenties will have to keep an eye on them.
John, looking at Glenties, you know, looking at the personnel, if they are going to do it, who's going to be the people that are going to have to step up?
Well, in fairness to Glenties, Tom, down through the years,
Or Niamh Connell,
whenever they've won, you know, the big players have done it for them. When they've won their championships, Leo McLoone has come to the fore. He did it against us in 2015, man of the match. He came to the fore against Guidoir in the semi-final when they really needed him. you know, Anthony Thompson there for years, another driving force. Owen Wade does it. When they win, when Glenties win, their big players play well, you know. So them players, Brick will do his bit, you know. Leon Thompson will come on there. You know, them young boys now are coming in. Young McGilligan was very good against Gidor. Young Eunan Doherty, like, you know, another underrated player, very good. You know, there's Jason Campbell in the full back line. These players, you know, some people sometimes underestimate them, but, you know, they're tough boys and they've been around the block and they've won the championship. Them younger boys have won the championship in 2015. Leo and Anthony go back to 2005. So, you know, Brendan McDyer, a lot of experience and house, you know, household names as well in their own right, and very experienced at this level, Tom. And, you know, I think Glenties are sitting over there and they're, you know, licking their lips, and I'd say they can't wait to get, you know, a crack at Kilcare after this semi-final last year when they were kind of humiliated after a good start. You know, Kilcare just blew them out of the water, and I think, you know, they're sitting in a great position.
And what has to be the game plan for Niamh Connell on Sunday?
Well, they have to stay in the game, Tom. You can't, you know, you can't let Kilcare get this, you know, get this big lead and get their tails up, because if that happens, you know, they'll make you look very ordinary. They will run you into the ground. They'll keep the ball over and back, and they'll take their chances when they come. And as Eamon said, all them household names, the McHughes and the McBertys, they'll kick points all day. But, you know, Glenties, I suppose, Niamh Connell will have to look at Glenn Swilly's template last year. Keep it very tight. Don't let Kilcare get a head of steam up, and keep in the game for as long as they can. And as long as the game goes on, the question marks are going to come up over Kilcare, and Glenties will grow in confidence. You know, if the underdog in a county final can keep in the game, they'll get a big lift if they're in the game at half time. If they come out in the second half, go a point up at some stage, you know, the crowd will be on top of them, you know, and them players will get it, you know, because when you go in as an underdog, Tom, I've been in many of the county finals as a favourite, you know, and once the underdog gets a sniff of it, you know, they get a big, big urge of energy, and it's sometimes very hard to stop.
And Eamon, the game plan seems to be with Kilcare, you know, other games, is really put teams away, as we saw against St Michael's very early.
Yeah, and, you know, with Kilcare, I was watching the first half of the St Michael's game. I was away after 10 minutes because it was just such a one-sided game now. But what Kilcare do is they're very defensive. You know, they're getting men behind the ball, and, you know, they're just breaking at pace. Like, they'll obviously, Ryan's the main man, they look to go to Ryan, you know, and Paddy, and people then concentrate, the more they concentrate on Ryan and Paddy, and it opens up for the likes of Owen, and like Stephen and Brady's going to get into pockets, like, so, what people don't realise is what Kilcare is, that they are a defensive enough team, they will be hard to break down.
But they have the pace in Owen and Ryan
too. Ah, yeah, if people, like, if teams fall into the trap of just pushing on and leaving space at the back, as they do sometimes with defensive teams, they have the pace then to really expose it. And, you know, they're very, very clinical. Mm-hmm. Once they get their chances, they put them away. And we've seen that with Ryan and the famous palming the ball into the
net. How do you cover that?
You know, if we were to sit down, the three of us now, and do up a game plan to take on Kilcare, you know, you're talking
ring
about
Gary McDade, first of all. I
think. You'd probably ring a few boys from Glenswilly, but you can't take your eye off the ball, like, in terms of Paddy McBrearty, Stephen, Ryan, Owen. I think they're the four main boys. You look at Kieran McGinley, and then you have to plan defensively. Where's everybody? You know, keep it tight at the back. Don't, when boys are breaking forward, make sure that there's enough people staying back. Not everybody's leaving space at the back. So it's just about negating their main threats, and don't leave yourself too exposed to the back.
The game plan with Niamh Connell has to be to keep it tight. Have they got the personnel then to curve the Ryan McHughes, to curve his influence, to curve Owen? Have they enough firefighters to put out all the fires?
I don't think there's many teams in the country that has enough firefighters to put out to curb all them threats. That's the thing about Kilcare, but, you know, you're probably looking at Eunan Doherty. He'll take up one of the McHughes. He didn't start against us now, but he's ideally suited to one of them. He's a good engine. You know, AJ is going to probably pick up Paddy McBrearty or Stephen. So Jason Campbell pick up the other McBrearty. So they do have good tight defenders there, and you know, they have the likes of Leo, Tony, Owen Wade that are going to be in and around there anyway, and making plenty of cover. Marty Boyle is going to play sweeper, so that there is good enough personnel, but do they have enough to stop everybody is the question.
Do you expect to be a physical game, John?
Well, you would think, Tom, that if Niamh Connell are going to get any joy, they're going to have to get physical. They're going to have to get into their faces, and you know,
because that's one thing Michaels didn't do at all.
No, they were just they weren't at the races, you know, for whatever reason. They weren't at the races, and Kilcare had the run of the pitch on them, you know. Glenties, I think they're going to have to make it physical. And, you know, the one thing about Niamh Connell is they're not an overly physical team. They like to play football, and that's what I would be a wee bit worried about. If they go 15 on 15, I think they're doomed, you know. And it's, in fairness, it's not in their nature this last few years to play sweepers and be overly defensive, but I think they have to do that, Tom, especially in the first half. Play with two sweepers or play with one sweeper. Drop, as Eamon said, don't all charge forward. Keep it tight inside the 45 so that when the McHughes do come running through, that there's no space to play a 1-2 and just, as Eamon says, palm the ball into the net. They have to stop that. So they're going to have to get physical, and they're going to have to get stuck into them.
We saw the influence that Gary McDade, the Dennis Willey manager, had last year in his tactics. How big an influence can Martin Regan and Barry Doherty have on Sunday?
Well, you know, I think that in that regard, the pressure's more on Martin Regan because, you know, he's going in as underdogs and everyone's saying he has to have a plan to stop the McHughes, to stop the Kilcare running game, to close them down. I suppose Barry Doherty's hoping that, you know, whatever game plan he is, that you know, it'll go to plan, and that, you know, maybe if Niamh Connell go with a blanket defence, get everyone back, played really, really defensive, maybe 13 men behind the ball, you know, have Kilcare done their work this year, what they didn't seem to have done last year, how they're going to break down the blanket defence. In fairness, I can't see Glenties going that defensive. You know, they might play with one sweeper, two sweepers, so it won't be that bad for Kilcare to break down. But Tom, you know, if you look at the county final last year, which some people, you know, don't realise, to me, it was more the Kilcare's forwards that let them down, not their defence. Their defence only conceded 110, which, you know, I think if you had to give that to them going out in the field, they would have taken it. But the fact that they only scored 12 points was their downfall, considering they scored 5-14 in the semi-final, maybe scored 21 points against Termon in the quarter-final last year, you know. And we've seen this year the score they put up against St Michael's. So, you know, they got the scores, they can get the scores, but come the final this year, can they get the scores again? So the pressure's going to be on the Kilcare forwards. You know, can they score? Because, you know, for all people give out about their defence sometimes, their defence isn't that bad, Tom. Their experience, Conor McShane and them boys, have been around a long time. And, like, you know, to concede 110 in the county final, you know, it's not bad.
Where can you see Glenties or Niamh Connell punch holes in them, you know? Or have they the firepower to rack up a big enough score against Kilcare?
Yeah, if you see that goal that they scored against Skiddaw in the semi-final, like, it was brilliant. Have quick hand pass and everyone moving, running off the shoulder and went right through them and took their chance. And Glenties can do that. They're well capable of doing that. Listen, if Brick and Brendan McDowell and these boys, you know, come on their A game and start kicking points from out the field and, you know, getting it and turning and over the bar, you know, there's no one better than them. But some days that kick can go to the corner flag too. That's the conundrum for Niamh Connell. So they're going to be hoping that, you know, but they have firepower, Tom. There's no doubt about it. They have firepower. Young McGilligan, like, you know, suppose he's inexperienced, but when he's hot, he's very hot, and he could be hard to handle on Sunday.
Weather, Eamon?
Yeah, supposedly there's a hurricane on the way now. Like, so obviously we talked last year that weather would play a factor in terms of, you know, a good day is going to suit Kilcare. But the thing about it, there's plenty of good footballers in Glenties, like, so we have to take that into account. But if Glenties were to pick, you know, what would they rather? They'd rather just a windy, wet day and just turn it into a real battle. Like, and as John touched on there, it's going to be, if you're Glenties, you want to turn into a battle. You want to turn into a physical battle that, you know, there's malaise, there's pushing, and just slow the whole thing down and don't let Kilcare dictate the pace. You know, it's Glenties that are dictating then, you know.
Yeah. We've discussed it now for a few minutes. Any change of heart still, Kilcare, Eamon?
No, I just can't really see past Kilcare. It's just the talent they have that they're not going to throw away their second chance at it.
I'd still go for Kilcare, Tom, but maybe by a point or two. I expect, you know, Niamh Connell to push them the whole way to the wire.